Emergency alerting systems have become more widespread as both enterprises and public safety turn to the technology to evacuate areas and warn the public of pending perils. Today, I spoke with Admiral Thomas Fargo about emergency alert systems and the issues affecting public safety. Fargo was the 20th officer to hold the position of Commander of the U.S. Pacific Command. As a senior U.S. commander in East Asia, the Pacific, and Indian Ocean areas, Fargo led the largest unified command while directing the joint operations of the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force across 100 million square miles. His 35 years of service include 6 tours in Washington, D.C., in addition to 5 commands in the Pacific, Indian Ocean, and Middle East. Thank you for joining us, Admiral.
Well, thanks, Mary Rose. It's a pleasure to be with you.
First, can you tell our readers a bit more about your background in public safety?
Well, as you read from the bio the last 12 years of my career were spent in command or in leadership positions in large organizations. I was in command in the Middle East in Bahrain in 1996 and 1998, right before the Khobar Towers attack. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time thinking through how you protect organizations that are widely dispersed and have key needs to ensure their people gain critical information in a timely manner.
In your opinion, what are the critical issues affecting public safety agencies currently in the U.S.?
Well, I think the most basic in military parlance is how do you get the word out? In other words, how do you get critical information to the people in your organization so that they can respond appropriately? You know, this really covers a wide range of different situations, from natural disasters like fires or earthquakes, or here in Hawaii a tsunami, to attacks, terrorist attacks, or chemical and biological warfare attacks at the high end of the scale.
Can you discuss a little bit how the military and government are using network-centric mass notification systems today?
Well, we're doing it on a number of different levels. At my old home in the Pacific Command, our headquarters had installed a mass notification system so that we could do a number of things. One is get specific information out if you had an incident or a crisis, so people could respond properly. In some cases, that may be evacuating a building, and in other cases, it may be holding tight and securing the building. We also had to be able to get information out to key personnel to recall them in case of a situation that demanded that they return to the headquarters. But it's we're learning that in addition to responding to a crisis, this is a great way to improve everybody's situational awareness. And that's kind of on the headquarters level. Obviously, in the Pacific Command, there's a lot more folks, almost 300,000. So when you need to move information to a large organization, you can also ensure that that everybody is well informed across a wide range of commands.
Just a quick follow-up. You had mentioned that it helps with situational awareness. Can you be a little bit more specific about what you mean by that as far as getting the data out and what kind of data through these emergency systems that you guys are sending?
Well, I think there's probably a number of examples. For example, after 9/11, when we had a terrorist attack, we put information out via standard messaging systems, and of course the internet. But it would have been very helpful if we could notify all of our people of exactly the status at any given point in time, because people are going to make decisions based on that information. So that's that would be one specific example. Certainly, when you look at non-military applications at places like universities, if you had an incident on campus, you may want to ensure that everybody stays in their dorm and locks their doors, almost like a Virginia Tech scenario. Those are the kinds of situations that, you know, require mass notification. I think everybody's moving in that direction.
Okay, and where do you see the Department of Defense's expansion in mass notification markets?
Well, I think we'd like to be able to do this, you know, throughout the entire military. You know, we've just started to employ different systems. The first requirement, as I said, actually came out after some of the terrorist attacks in the Middle East, where we recognized that we needed to be able to get information to people rapidly, and that could be done in any number of ways. It could be through an IP system that goes to a computer, through to a cell phone, to a pager. There's lots of different devices now that we can reach, but fundamentally, we've got to make sure that everybody has the same information in a very rapid and timely manner.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Admiral.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
That completes our podcast. This is Mary Rose Roberts. Thank you for listening.